We're at the playgrounds. Things were going great until Tarzan there, the screaming kid, slammed into the other child, which has now resulted in more screaming and a bunch of crying. A whole lot of tears. Let's talk about the waterworks. Some of us are sniffly. Some of us are ugly criers. We know who we are. Why do we cry? Can you run out of tears? Are happy tears a thing? A good cry? I've got questions. Thank you for coming back. And if it's your first time here, hello. We also have happy episodes, although we really keep all of these light, so I'm not going to play like a bunch of sobbing people. We're just going to go through and figure out how this works. Thank you to Editor Cooper, because we actually found the world's foremost crying expert for this.
I'm Professor Ad Vingeroots. I'm affiliated with the Department of Medical and Clinical Psychology of Tilburg University,
which is in the Netherlands. And his book is Why Only Humans Weep.
Crying does not receive much attention of scientific researchers, but I think that in the past decades, we have made much progress.
We'll get there. But first, rewind through history. Some people thought tears came from the heart. It got hot. There was some kind of vapor. It came out your eyeballs. Darwin had some thoughts.
In his view, emotional tears do not serve any purpose.
It was just the dirt in your eye tears that did something.
And then you had people, especially from the clinical field, who considered crying as a kind of catharsis.
This is that idea that you need a good cry sometimes.
Still another view, crying is important for the cleansing of the blood. It's said that there is a substantial amount of stress hormones and toxic substances.
And you've got to flush them out. I'm hearing a record scratch noise from some of you. What do tears have to do with blood besides like movies and mythology?
The tears, they originate from the blood. Tear glands are not the kind of bladders.
There is not a tiny little reservoir up there.
It's made immediately from the blood.
Same goes for saliva, actually. We are strange and we are fascinating. Now, his work. Why do we cry when the other guys with eyes, they just do the lubricating thing?
Yeah, that's what we call reflex tears. Tears are meant to cleanse the eyes and to protect the eyes. And there's also some other differences. Other mammals limit their crying. So just vocal crying, so without the shedding of tears. They mainly limit it to their infancy.
We are different in a couple of ways.
Yeah, we think that we keep crying because also in comparison to other animals, we have a prolonged childhood.
Yeah, if you think about it, giraffes kind of just get up and walk, and whales, they get to swimming. We kind of just sit there and scream, and then we crawl, but we're very slow.
It's better to have a visual signal, which you can target that person from whom you expect that he or she will provide you with support. It's a very strong and powerful signal to others that we are in need of them.
So that's when we're kids. But what about adult crying? We're bigger now, but is it still linked back to that same feeling of being overwhelmed?
That's indeed the main reason why we cry. Powerlessness, helplessness. And then in addition, there are grief, a heartache, and homesickness.
Are you following along, podcast friend? Let's recap. Crying gets us what we want and need as babies. We have a long childhood, so that kind of gets drilled in. You mature physically, emotionally, some more than others, but even as adults, you're never going to escape the occasional moment of helplessness, and you kind of snap back.
We don't know how to respond in a situation.
Of course, this has a whole bunch of different layers, but there's also something else that happens with age.
You see that for physical pain, it's extremely important for infants and children, but for adults and the elderly, we hardly cry over physical pain.
Scenario: you trip, you spill the food, you knock the wine over, you probably broke your toe. It hurts. You're crying. But are you crying because of your toe and the pain from that toe? Or is it because you're thinking, what else could possibly go wrong in this very moment? It's weird, huh? Let's go back to the idea of catharsis. You feel better when you're done. You're like, oh, I had to get that out.
Yeah, well, we have done a rather large study. You already need to be in a good mental shape. People who are depressed or have a burnout, they tend to cry more often.
But they won't tell you that it makes them feel better which also is sad.
So those who needed it mostly, they have no benefits from their crying.
There's also controllable versus uncontrollable. If you force the situation, then you may feel better afterwards. And the third one?
That is simply how others, bystanders, react to your tears. If they react with understanding and they hug you and they provide advice and comfort, then you feel better.
But if you're embarrassed, then you're going to be sad and embarrassed, and that's not a fun mix. Happy tears. If you're wondering about those, I was too. Couple different competing theories. As expected, one of them out there is there's always something negative to link back to.
And the second view is that in positive situation, we can feel a kind of being overwhelmed by the beauty of music or the beauty of natural scenery. You feel small and helpless in some sense.
I like that one much better.
What we also see more or less parallel is that when we grow older, then we seem to start to cry over positive situations, especially also the things like altruistic acts and so on. So someone do something good for another, self-sacrifice, sentimental issues.
And there we have our movie and TV show crying. It's the empathy for the situation, for the character. Maybe you went through this or something like it before. It either went great for you or it didn't. But either way, when you see it pan out for them, tears. Here's one. The idea that crying makes you weak, that it's a sign of weakness.
Especially seem to hold for men. But throughout ages, if you look into the literature, you see that heroes not only had heroic acts, but they also cried a lot. But they had a valid reason to cry if one of their fellow warriors died or when they missed their homes and their wife and their family. They didn't have any negative impact on their image.
And since we went into the subject of men, let's do women. Do women cry more? He says yes, 5 to 10 times more. But why? Broad brush averaging here.
What's often overlooked is that is simply the amount of exposure to emotional situations.
Some of the dudes, they don't go to tearjerker movies. Maybe there are also differences in jobs.
So there are still many more women working in healthcare, in which it's more likely that you come across emotional situations than in, let's say, the building sector or IT.
And then there is biology.
Male sex hormone testosterone, which has an inhibiting effect on our crying. So the threshold in men is higher.
The first stop for men is often swearing. We'll try that one first and then move on to the tears.
All right, 3 straight ahead, sir. I-4 is your seat.
Quick, we're at the movies. Happy one or sad one? There is no wrong answer. If we cry, we cry. It's very human. That's what we've learned. In fact, it probably makes us pretty special. Thanks for coming along today. Send me more topics. Why is movie theater popcorn so good? Maybe we'll do that one. I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY. Listen to us on the radio or the app. If you want some news, I'm on in the afternoons in Los Angeles, KNX. We'll talk next time.